Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. How many times have you thought, this job is gonna kill me? The truth is, you may be right. For better or for worse, a person's job plays a critical role in their mental, physical, and spiritual health. And it's not your imagination either, or it's not a joke. Your job may be, in fact, making you sick, robbing you of sleep, and running down your immune system, making you more vulnerable to disease. Now, things are really more stressful these days. I guess I don't have to tell you that. In fact, workplace stress has more than tripled in the past several years, according to researchers. Expectations are higher, the pace faster, even faster than when you began your job. Now, one answer, according to our next guest, is to convey gratefulness to others for the good things they do for you, for themselves, and for the community. She is Judy Umlas, author of Grateful Leadership, Using the Power of Acknowledgement to Engage All Your People and Achieve Superior Results. Judy, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you, Christopher.
You know, I really love your book, and I love to see people make peace with their occupations because, frankly, you know, a lot of us work because we have to, and, you know, with children's support and mortgages and the tremendous pressure that the American work camp puts on people, those folks really have to make peace with themselves and their environment.
They do, and if I could be so bold as to suggest that we take peace to passion, that is really my goal at work, and to bring people to their level of passion, level of engagement. And I think one of the really, really effective ways of doing that is to let them know how valued they are for the gifts that they bring, for the talents that they have, for who they are that makes a difference in your workplace.
Before we plunge deeply into Grateful Leadership, by the way, folks can find out more about you at gratefulleadership.com. How about a little of the backstory, your experience at CBS Television years ago when you became pregnant and discovered that people have unusual narratives and commentaries about that. What happened to you? Because this led directly into your authorship of Grateful Leadership.
But I was one of the few women at the time to remain in the workplace until the baby was born. And so my colleagues were not used to seeing me in the state I was in. And I think they felt a little uncomfortable, a little embarrassed. And so they started saying very strange and unusual things like, "Hey, did you swallow a basketball?" And I heard that kind of comment one time too many, and one day I just went on my lunch hour, and I sat, and I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote, and it turned out to be an article called How Not to Talk to a Pregnant Businesswoman.
Didn't your mother ever tell you folks that if you can't say something nice, say something rude?
I think that's what people were practicing, and you could feel their discomfort, but in the article, which was published by Working Woman magazine, it turned out, and I didn't know
Oh, you touched a nerve, I bet.
Yeah, wild. They had me on Good Morning America, about 200 radio stations.
Wow.
And people were just turning to the rules of communication with a pregnant businesswoman as though they were, you know, a gift from the gods. And, you know, it was just myself being so frustrated that I had to write this article. And down the road, when I was working for the International Institute for Learning, where I've been for 20 years, and that was following my 12-year stint at CBS, I again became terribly frustrated at hearing how shocked people were when they were acknowledged.
One of the reasons I was really quite anxious to speak with you after reading the book is that this is really one of my things, that people are so unused to compliments, they do not know how to accept praise. I mean, there are a lot of folks out there who see praise as a sign of goody-goody weakness, and maybe because of their cultural upbringing, or they confuse praise with someone trying to get something from you. But I remember one incident in particular. I was in Hong Kong, standing in line, trying to check into a flight to San Francisco, and the woman ahead of me was just dressing down the poor gate agent. I mean, just, if you'll pardon the expression, ripping him a new one. And of course, he couldn't say anything. And when I finally got up to the counter, I looked over my shoulder and said, "You know, I've got to tell you, I admire you. I admire your professionalism and your great sense of restraint. You did a fabulous job, and I want to write a note to your boss. And he broke down and he cried. And he said, you can't imagine what it's like standing here when someone decides to get after you for doing, you know, because it's your turn. Like, you know, you're the one in front. And he thanked me profusely. And interestingly, he leaned over and he said, how would you like to fly first class to San Francisco? I got a comp seat for you. I said, well, you're very kind. He said, no, you're very kind.
Well, you were very truthful. And you also gave him a heartfelt acknowledgement.
Well, you know, that's the thing about giving people compliments. Folks know the difference.
Yes.
I mean, they can sniff it out.
Oh, yeah. They know when you're insincere. And that's why I always get uneasy when I hear, okay, I'm going to acknowledge somebody every Tuesday morning. I'm going to make sure I find somebody to acknowledge. You have to do it when you feel it, when it's present for you, and when it's deserved by the other person.
Well, let's talk about the five C's of acknowledgement that you outline in your book, Grateful Leadership. And by the way, folks, you can learn more at gratefulleadership.com. What is number one?
Number one is consciousness. And it's so interesting because so many people do have thoughts of acknowledgement of other people. They think how great they are. They think how talented they are, how they couldn't live without them on their team. And yet they don't deliver it. They don't say it in a heartfelt and sincere way. So the first step in really being fluent in acknowledgement, if you want, is to be conscious and aware of the acknowledgements that already exist in your mind. And then the second C is for choice, because as much as I'd like to, I can never take your choice to say yes or no, I'm going to let that person know how I feel about them. You can always still say no, but I hope, you know, the more we talk about this, the less inclined you would be, even though you've already established your ability with that great story you told.
Right. And number three, by the way, is courage. And I want to comment on that.
Yes.
Doctors who tell patients, family members, loved ones, after they've made a mistake, that they are sincerely sorry, are actually sued less often for their mistakes than arrogant, hubris-driven physicians who cannot and will not acknowledge their mistakes. For many people, it's not about a lawsuit. It's about one individual, a human being, saying to them, I'm really sorry. I made a mistake.
Yes.
I did my best. And if there were some way I could change the outcome, believe me, I would. People understand that, don't they?
Yeah, that's very human. And that's why the C for courage is really so critically important. It really does take courage to allow oneself to be vulnerable enough to deliver an acknowledgement that's from the heart. It's easy to say, or relatively easy, I should say, to say, good job, I'm glad you got that report in on time, thanks for doing that. I mean, that's all important stuff.
Well, actually, you just covered number four, which is communication. And finally, we have commitment.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Commitment is once you see how it lights people up to have your expression of their value, and when you praise them, and when you let them know that they are important to your business, and maybe to your brand, then you'll say, how could I have lived without having this a real conscious form of our, you know, mission in our business?
Our guest has been Judy Umlis, author of Grateful Leadership, Using the Power of Acknowledgement. And once again, what is that website where people can get more information about you, your work, and Grateful Leadership?
www.gratefulleadership.com. And if anybody would like a copy of the poster of the five C's of acknowledgement, they can send me an email, judy.umlis@iil.com.
Judy, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language. You're wonderful.